بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا مات الإنسان انقطع عنه عمله إلا من ثلاث: صدقة جارية، أو علم ينتفع به، أو ولد صالح يدعو له. رواه مسلم. This chapter which we are dealing with pertains to giving sadaqah, charity, on behalf of a mayyit, a person who has passed away. Likewise, making dua for such a person, and particularly this issue of what we call isale thawab, engaging in nafil, voluntary acts, and then making this niyat and intention that you are passing on the reward of that particular act to so-and-so deceased, normally a relative or someone you had association with. Yesterday we began the discussion or the mention of a dream which Abu Lays Samarqandi rahimahullah in his kitab attributes to one of the Salafi Salihin, Mutarif bin Shikhir rahimahullah. Obviously we ran out of time, but the beginning part of the dream, he mentions that he was standing in a graveyard and suddenly the deceased began rising from their graves and rushing towards an open field nearby. The field was covered with small white pebbles that shone like light. The mayyit from that graveyard, they scrambled and hurried to gather them, each person trying to collect as many as they could, their faces filled with longing as if they were in great need of this, and as if those pebbles were the most valuable treasures they could find. Mutarif bin Shikhir rahimahullah says, amongst them he noticed one person who was not rushing, not scrambling, not competing to acquire these white pebbles that were in the neighboring land. He sat peacefully under a tree, relaxed, content and silent. Mutarif bin Shikhir rahimahullah approached him and asked, why are you not gathering that white pebbles like the rest? The man replied, I have no need. My son recites the Quran every day and gives its reward to me. That is my provision, that is my comfort, so I sit here at ease. Up to this point, if you have to discuss this dream, the interpretation of it, the white pebbles represent good deeds gifted to the deceased, recitation of Quran, dua, sadaqah, and other righteous actions. The rushing people are those who receive little or nothing from the living. In the alam-e-barzakh, they feel the hunger for the reward and race for whatever little they can get. The man under the tree, who was relaxed, not rushing like the rest, he had a child, pious child, who remembered him daily with the recitation of the Quran, and it was delivered to him by the angels as a gift. The lessons we can derive from this, one is the Quran recitation. Definitely its benefit is experienced and it is received by the deceased. So even a little bit recitation, a surah, a few verses, if gifted sincerely, can nourish and illuminate the grave of a beloved one who has passed away. However, what is important, like we mentioned the poem of Abdullah bin Qurz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which he mentioned in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that generally we tend to become so preoccupied in our day-to-day life, كَأَلَّمْ تَكُنْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ خُلَّةٌ وَلَا حُسْنُ وُدِّمْ مَرَّةً فِي التَّبَادُلِ, that deceased father or mother or aunt or relative, gradually it becomes such as if no relationship existed. So what is important is there has to be consistency. Not that the time of the mayyit, 2-3 days, people gather at the house and a lot of Quran is read, and with the passage of time, few weeks later, totally, completely forgotten about. What ulama advocate is daily consistency. The son's daily action became the father's daily relief. Our daily effort can become their daily reward. Third important lesson we learn, which is in keeping with the subject matter of the hadith we are currently discussing, that a righteous child, pious child, leaving behind pious offspring, this is the real wealth. Today the focus is on ensuring the financial stability of our children. We feel this is the legacy. Let me leave my children financially well off. More important than that is to ensure the piety of your child. This effort that we are encouraged by, establish ta'aleem in your homes, lay daily, make effort on the masturat, take them out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is this? This is actually an investment for your akhirat. It's an investment for the darkness of the grave. The hadith which we are currently discussing, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, who says, إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانِ, when a person dies, in قَطَعَ عَنْهُ عَمَلُهُ, all his actions come to an end. His earning is finished. Whatever he made of the dunya also, that is finished. It's not going to benefit him in his qabr. What is going to benefit him? Rasulullah s.a.w. said three things. Sadaqatin jariyah. Perpetual sadaqah, charity. Charity whilst he was alive that he did. Dug a well, borehole, built a masjid, distributed Islamic literature, whatever it is. Sadaqah and charity, the benefit transcends beyond this life. As long as people are benefiting from his sadaqah, he will get the reward in his grave. Second thing Rasulullah s.a.w. mentioned, عِلْمٍ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ, the knowledge of deen which he disseminated, by which people are benefiting. And as I mentioned yesterday also, by knowledge is not only meant maktab and madrasa. Dawat and tabligh, going out in the path of Allah, teaching people. That surah Fatiha that you taught somebody who forgot. That dua for entering the masjid, leaving the masjid. For the rest of the life that that person reads that, you will be in the grave. You will benefit. Why? It was knowledge that you perpetuated. If he teaches somebody else, then that person's reward also will receive. You will receive that. And the third, Rasulullah s.a.w. technically it could have been waladin yadu lahu, that a child that makes dua for you. But Rasulullah s.a.w. didn't say that. Nabi s.a.w. said the third avenue by which you will benefit, even in your grave, waladin salih. He said pious child. Now why pious child? Does it mean that the child is gunegar and he makes dua for his parents, the parents are not going to benefit? Or if he reads Quran, the parents, they will still benefit. But the emphasis salih, pious. The hadith is not, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not addressing the deceased, he's addressing the living person. That whilst you are alive, what you should be giving importance and relevance to. The importance of instilling piety in your children, in your offspring. This is something that cannot be possibly overstated. We have to understand our actions, particularly when it comes to our children, are leaving behind a legacy. This is why we have to be very, very careful about what we do, how we behave. When azan is called out, whether you proceed to the masjid or not is not just your own salah. It's what legacy you are leaving behind for your children. When Quran is read, how you behave? Are you talking, smoking, joking, laughing? These are the things that your children pick up. Your movements, your actions, your values, the respect you show your parents, then the child will respect you. All these various things are of extreme importance. Waladin salih. Why? Because that is your earning after you leave this world. What are the seeds that you are planting? What is the legacy that you are leaving behind? As we mentioned, the greatest legacy that a person can leave behind is pious children, pious offspring, leaving behind piety in your home. As Imam Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that person engaged in the work of Dawat and Tabligh, if when he dies, Tabligh also dies. When he dies, he has not made that effort to instill deendari, piety, instill the importance of the work of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his offspring, in his home, in his family. It's mentioned in his Malfuzat, wo aadmi shaitan ke dhokha mein mar gaya. That person has died in the deception of shaitan. So this is the importance and the relevance of making effort to bring deendari in your home, because this is actually your legacy. After you leave this world, it's going to benefit you in the qabr. One more point ulama mentioned is they say we still have time. We may have loved ones in the graves that are waiting. And one day we may be among them, hoping for some child or some sibling or some relative to remember us. So they mentioned that how can we be that the son of that person who was relaxed and calm underneath the tree? Recite at least one page of Quran daily. At least one page or whatever you have the ability. And after it say, Allahumma ja'al thawaba ma qara'atuhu li abi or li ummi or li fulan. That, oh Allah, the reward of whatever I've recited, pass it on to my father or my mother or so and so. Likewise, give charity in the name of your parents that are deceased, family that are deceased. Even if it is 10 rand, it can become a light in their grave. And with that, we are encouraged, make dua regularly, every day. In fact, after every namaz, Allahumma fir lahu warhamhu, wa nawwir qabrahu, waj'al al-Qur'ana anisahu, example. Oh Allah, forgive so and so. Oh Allah, have mercy upon them. Oh Allah, illuminate their grave. And make the Qur'an their companion. If we love our parents and those who have gone before us, let us give them the gift that they cannot give themselves anymore. Let us be the son or daughter whose actions allow our loved ones to sit in the shade underneath the tree, calm and peaceful, while others are still striving. And may Allah Ta'ala grant us children and loved ones who will do the same for us after we are gone. Ulama mentioned, they say that if you look at this dream of Mutarrib bin Shikhir rahimahullah, it offers a very, very powerful image that those who are remembered by the living with acts of devotion enjoy peace in the grave, while others whose relatives have forgotten them remain needy and desperate, even in the unseen world, in the alam of barzakh. Coming back to the point of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to reiterate, he said when a person dies, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that when a person dies, his avenues of earning come to an end except three things. One is what we call perpetual charity, sadaqatun jariyah. The second, ilmin yuntafa'u bihi, the knowledge of deen by which people are benefiting, and pious offspring, waladin salih, yad'u lahu, a pious child that makes dua for him. Now if you look at these three things, one is sadaqa jariyah. We find that to some extent the benefit of that is mahdood, it is limited. The second avenue, a pious child, that carries greater benefit because it is an entire legacy that you are leaving behind. And ulama in the Shara, in the commentary of this hadith, they mention the most powerful thing. What is the greatest thing that you can leave behind? They say it is the knowledge. It is the tabligh of deen, the passing on of deen that a person does while he is alive. They say that is the most superior tool. For example, whatever we are doing today, the reward eventually is going to the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because through them and their qurbani and sacrifice, deen spread to the four corners of the world. So that knowledge of deen that Sahaba passed on for generations and generations, that has, it's perpetuated. So they say the greatest legacy a person can leave behind is the knowledge of deen that he acquired and thereafter he made tabligh of. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Ilmin yuntafa'u bihi," not knowledge that you acquired, knowledge by which people are still benefiting after you have left the world. So that, in other words, the knowledge of which you made tabligh, that knowledge of which you passed on, which you propagated. So each one of us, we have to strive whilst we are alive. This is the greatest earning. Whilst we are alive, each one has to strive to become a moving madrasa. Always try to imbibe yourself, learn something, and thereafter, whatever you learn, pass it on. This is something you will be in your grave, and Rasulullah says that you will continue to earn. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.